WWE Hall of Famer Sergeant Slaughter. This is so cool, Sarge.
Yeah.
Here in South Florida, in Miami. Yes. Sarge, what brings you here?
Back home. Yeah, I lived in Naples, Florida for quite a while in Plantation. But I'm here to promote WrestleMania 36, WWE. And access is starting on April 2nd, goes through April 6th. Tickets are available at all Ticketmaster starting this Friday for access. And hope you're all going to come there and meet all the superstars of today and of a few of his legends.
And that's so cool because WrestleMania Access, as Sarge says, Thursday, April 2nd to Monday, April 6th at the Tampa Convention Center during WrestleMania week. And the tickets, like he said, are going on sale Friday, February 7th via Ticketmaster. That is such a cool experience, Sarge. And you're saying to meet the legends, to meet the current superstars. There's so much interactive, so many things to do. When you were part of the Access, do you remember the first time being a part of it and just how you what you've seen there and just how it's grown and all the different things for fans to be able to do?
Well, there were so many things for the fans to do and to meet their favorite superstars, their legends, and to get right up close, get photos, get autographs, say hello, talk about some of the matches that they remember that you were in, especially in my era of the you know, everything goes, and it's just a lot of fun because there's so much to do, and I spend a day just trying to explain everything that you can do, but there's photo ops, there's places where you can actually call a match if you want to be a commentator, and it's just amazing. You can be a Michael Cole for the day.
And then WrestleMania 36 will take place Sunday, April 5th from Raymond James Stadium. And all the other events, WrestleMania, the WWE Hall of Fame, Sarge is a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
You've got NXT TakeOver, you've got Raw, you've got SmackDown on Fox, Raw on USA Network. Yes. The Amalie Arena is going to be host to many of the events. The Tampa Convention Center will be the host to Access. Really, it's going to be a cool time. What do you think, Sarge, about how WrestleMania and WWE and how the whole experience has grown so much over the years?
Isn't it incredible? WrestleMania 36, can you believe that? And right here in Florida, you know, Tampa, a lot of wrestling history here in Tampa. And for it to be number 36 in Tampa, it's just an incredible time to be involved with the company and just to see what's happening, how it's changed, and all the great new superstars, and just to be a part of the WWE is quite an experience itself. So don't miss out on coming to Access. It's you'll see how we've become bigger than life. All the superstars, how the WWE has created us all to be bigger than life. And it's just quite an experience that you'll never experience anywhere else.
And Tampa, this will be the fourth time that WrestleMania is in Florida. Twice in Orlando, once in Miami Gardens, Miami, and the first time ever in Tampa. Sarge, what memories do you have, if any, of Tampa wrestling? I know championship wrestling from Florida was huge in Tampa.
Right.
I don't know if you got back in the day, if you got a chance to wrestle at the Ford Homer Hester Lee Armory or anything with CWF.
No, I never got the privilege to wrestle in those arenas. I was basically with the WWE at that time. But some of the great stars, the Briscoe brothers, Dusty Rhodes, you know, Ric Flair was a big name in Florida and still is, of course. And just all the big talents and how, you know, careers were created right here in the Florida, Tampa area. And just to know that, you know, everything starts somewhere. And Tampa was a great, great wrestling city. And the thing about Tampa is they knew what they wanted to see. They knew wrestling. And they were into the matches, and it made it so much fun to entertain them.
You know what else with Tampa I find that there are a lot of legends and also current superstars
yes.
that are living in the Tampa area.
Yes.
What do you think, Sarge, makes Tampa so attractive? You've lived in Florida for a while yourself. What yeah. just makes Florida and Tampa one of the places to be to live?
Oh, it's the hub. It's the place to be. You get off that airplane, get to your home, and take off your shoes and put your sandals on and your shorts and enjoy the beautiful weather of Florida. Watch those sunsets. I know when I lived in Naples, you couldn't, you know, it's hard to describe the sunsets. Every night was different. And it was hard to take the sandals off and put the shoes back on and get on an airplane to go back out and fly to somewhere like Minnesota where it was, 35 below zero. But Florida is it. Tampa's a place, some of the greatest restaurants I've ever eaten at. In Florida, Joe Stone Crab, Burns Steakhouse in Tampa. Burns Steakhouse, if you're listening, I'm on my way. I'll be there, and sooner than you think.
That's so great. WWE Hall of Famer, legend, U.S. Marine, and golfer, Sergeant Slaughter with
Joe.
Us in Miami. Hey, any good golfing in Tampa?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I played, in Dan Marino's golf tournament for many years in Weston, Florida, and met so many great athletes over the years. And Dan was just an incredible host. And, for a hacker like me, it was a lot of fun. And I got to play with vice presidents and Quayle, and we had a fun time. My caddy had never been on a golf course before, and he was driving my cart, and we were on a par three, and so I walked to the hole after I got on the green, and the next hole was a par five. That was the fourth hole of the day. So I said to the caddy, bring me my driver. So he ran to the golf cart, came back. He said, your driver, is that the one with the big head on it? I said, yeah, that's the one. He said, oh, that got broke. I said, broke? What do you mean broke? Well, I went under this rope that they had, and I didn't realize that. So four of your clubs got snapped off. So here I am playing back then there was a tournament for athletes, and so you had to have a certain handicap to even play, but there were hackers like me that got to play. So I get up to a par three now, and all I have is a five wood. That's all I have to hit on. And so we get through about the 16th hole, and here comes the press, gonna interview me and Vice President Quayle. So Vice President, what's it like to play with Sergeant Slaughter? He said, well, he doesn't really hit the ball very far. I said, excuse me, Vice President, but I'm out driving you with a five wood, you know. It was a lot of fun, but what pressure, huh?
Wow. That's so great. I guess now the lesson learned there is always have backup clubs.
Always have a backup. But, the reason I couldn't get other clubs because you had to play with what was in your bag. You couldn't go to the clubhouse and get more clubs. So
yeah, not for a tournament.
No,
right, not for a tournament. If you were just playing on your own, it's different.
I had to play with what I had in my bag. So, but I did okay. I had fun.
What made you get interested in golf? And when did you start getting interested in golf?
Well, as a young boy, I lived on a golf course.
Oh.
And so,
Where, Sarge?
Up in Minnesota. Okay. Minnesota, yeah. And it was just something I always wanted to try. And I never took any lessons. I just kind of self-taught myself. But it's a tough game. And I take my hat off and salute all those pro golfers and all the amateur golfers. The schedule that they go through and have to play 4-5 days in a row, it's incredible.
Did you ever work on the course then when you were younger? Caddy or help out or anything?
I did everything. I mowed the greens. I mowed the fairways. I caddied. I picked up the balls on the driving range. It was a lot of fun. A lot of work, but a lot of fun.
Have you ever played Augusta?
Never have, no.
That's like a dream place.
Oh, yeah. That's on my bucket list. Not to play, just a go-to.
Has Sarge ever made a hole-in-one?
I have. I have. I don't know if you have time for it, but I was flying.
Of course, yes.
Flying back.
If Adam says we have time for it, then we have to. Yes, well, then yeah. We have time. Yes.
I'm flying back from Seattle to Long Island, and there's a golf tournament going on. It's a Monday tournament, and so my plane was late. So I land, and they pick me up at the airport, and I'm on my way, and the gentleman that picked me up says, you might want to start putting your shoes on and things because they've already started, and we'll drop you off, you know, at the tee box when we find your team. I said, okay. So I hadn't much sleep, you know, was on a red eye, and so I finally get there and still lacing up my golf cleats and walk to the tee box, and there were my partners, and we all introduced each other. And of course, there's another team behind us waiting because I was late being there. So it was a par three. You could see the flag, but you couldn't see the hole. So they all hit their balls, and none of them got onto the green. So I, of course, gave them my excuses. I've been flying all night on a red eye, and if I should happen not to hit it up there too well, that's my excuse. Oh, it's okay, Sarge, go ahead. So
you had your driver this time, right?
Yeah.
No broken driver, right?
No. This was a par three, 158 yards. So I asked the caddy, what do you think I should do? He says, what do you normally hit, 160? I said, well, probably a 7-iron. And he said, well, maybe you want to try an 8. So I hit the 8-iron, and son of a gun, the ball went right on the green. So we all gathered our things. The caddy said, I'll go snag all the balls. I'll meet you up on the green. Back then, you played the best ball, so we see my ball on the other end of the green, and the guys were all excited. The Sarge, what do you mean you can't hit a golf ball? They pat me on the back, bum, bum, bum. So we put our marker down and kind of looked the situation over, and here comes a gentleman. He said, excuse me, guys, do you see a golf ball come over here? No, we haven't. So we started looking for his ball. So we're looking around, and all of a sudden he says, oh, well, this is my ball here. And we said, oh, well, where's Sarge's ball? So one of my teammates walked up to the hole, and it's in the hole. Hole of one. I never got to see it, but it was in the hole.
Yes.
So, of course, I had to, there was no prize on that. Prize on that hole, but when we got done, you know, being the first shot of the day, I mean, it was like it traveled. And everybody kept saying, the Sarge got a hole of one. Sarge got a hole of one. He's got to buy drinks. So, of course, I had to do all that kind of. So we get to the dinner, and they asked me to speak. So I said, well, I just want to thank my teammates. And they gave me, because there was no prize, they started giving me all these gifts, TVs and VCRs and all kinds of things. And of course I gave it back to a charity. And so I made my speech, and I said, I just want to thank my teammates for allowing me to hit a mulligan on that hole.
Hit a mulligan. I think the lesson there too is take the red eye before playing
take the red eye. Yeah.
Hey, Sarge, Phil Mickelson, great golfer, Tiger Woods, they're also WWE fans.
Oh, yes.
I'm wondering if you have met any pro golfers and or played golf with any pro golfers.
Sure, I have played with many pro golfers. Lee Trevino, and I played with, there's so many of them. And
Lee Trevino could have been a great WWE superstar.
Oh, yeah.
He was a character.
Oh, yeah, he was. And he loved Wahoo McDaniels. He and Wahoo played a lot together. And so we were playing, and it started raining, and it was horrible out. We were in at the Connecticut golf tournament.
Hartford Open, maybe?
Hartford Open.
Yeah.
I believe it's called the Travelers. And so we're out, it's a horrible day. It's hot, and it's raining. And so we get done, I was having a tough time putting, so Lee says, come on over to the putting green with me. So we're putting, and he hands me a putter. try this one. So it was like kind of like a mallet. So I started putting the hole ball in the hole every time I hit. So he said, that's your gift to you. So that was a great, great thing to get from someone like that.
Yeah, that is so cool. That
means Chichi Rodriguez, I played with him.
Chichi Rodriguez, too. Yeah. I love when Chichi used to do when he would make the putt, right, with the golf. Yes, like Zorro, and then put the sword back in the putter and all. Chichi was a great character. Another great character, too.
Oh, yes.
Would have done well. I mean, back in the day, and Lee Trevino was a great golfer. You mentioned Wahoo. Did you play any golf with Wahoo?
Never played golf with Wahoo. No, he was too busy chopping me.
Yeah, you guys had some really great matches, though. Oh, my God.
Incredible matches.
Have you played any golf with any pro wrestlers? I'm looking at Larry Zbyszko, Tully Blanchard, maybe? I don't know. Or anyone else?
No, I never really played much. I played a little bit with five-time.
Booker T.
And he became a tremendous golfer. At first, he was all over the place. But he knew that's what he wanted to do. And, boy, he put his mind to it.
Well, it's interesting because I don't think he played golf, but I don't want to speak out of turn. But Dolph Ziggler did a golf-type character at one point in WWE, and Chavo Guerrero Jr. was his caddy.
Right.
Sarge, do you remember that? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Oh, they had a great time.
Did you give him any tips on golfing or anything about that?
I told him to quit. That's what that was my tip.
No golfing for them.
I did produce some things with Mr. Perfect, where he would, he was so perfect. So
in every sport.
Every sport. So we went to a golf course, and he puts the ball down, and it's about a 50 foot putt. First shot, he made it.
It's amazing.
Luckily, we had the cameras going. He wouldn't have been able to do that in 100 times. So it was pretty incredible.
That's an interesting story, because I never heard that. I always hear the one about the baseball with Wade Boggs.
Yeah,
he did the baseball segment in Tampa, by the way, which is home of WrestleMania 36 this year, first time ever. We got the fan access coming up.
Yeah.
Tickets on sale Friday, February 7th, Ticketmaster.com for the WrestleMania access.
I'm sure Wade Boggs will be there.
Wade, big WWE fan. Big fan. But I remember the story. I want to say the first pitch he threw to Mr. Perfect, they were ready to do one of those things where you do a picture, a video of Perfect hitting, and then they'll throw the ball over the fence and all.
Right.
They didn't have to do that.
No.
One of the first pitches, Perfect hits it over the wall.
Oh, yeah. Don Mattingly, if you're listening, you got to come down to Tampa, WrestleMania. They owe you a Cobra Clutch.
Big Don Mattingly, Evansville, Indiana.
Yes.
Big Don Mattingly, very big WWE fan. Intuit, he's now our manager of Miami Marlins down here. They're getting ready for their season and all.
I went to his Super Bowl party every year in Evansville, Indiana, when he had number 23, the bar, the restaurant. Great, great place to go. We had so much fun there.
What a great baseball player, and what a great person, too.
Oh, wonderful man.
Now, Sarge, you do a lot of charity work.
Yes.
And whether it's with benefiting MDA, Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yeah,
what do you think of all the work you do, all the work WWE does?
Counters Cure bracelet on. I wear it every day, along with my Hall of Fame ring. And I don't leave home without it.
What do you think of all the work that you, all the other legends and superstars in WWE does for... I mean, WrestleMania, not only is WrestleMania an exciting event for all the fans, but there's a lot of community events and a lot of charity involvement WWE superstars and legends will be getting involved with during WrestleMania week up in the Tampa area.
So much. It's hard to explain it all, but you know, the WWE superstars and the WWE itself just do so much work and help. WrestleMania will bring in millions of dollars into Tampa. And that's one thing that we're very proud of, that we, you know, people come not only from the United States, they come from all over the world to be at WrestleMania. WrestleMania 36. I'm thinking WrestleMania 50 is probably going to be on Mars. Yeah.
WWE will be the first ones, too. They like to be first.
They're
ones and everything.
They are. They're number one.
That's just so great. All right, so we got WrestleMania Access coming up. Tickets on sale on Friday, February 7th. So that'll be very cool. April 2nd through the 6th at Tampa Convention Center. It's only a couple blocks, Sarge, from the Emily Arena, which is going to house...
Walk right over there.
Holy... It's the Hall of Fame, NXT TakeOver, Raw on USA Network, SmackDown on Fox will all be at the Emily Arena. And then you have Big WrestleMania at the Raymond James Stadium, home of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Mm-hmm. And then Tampa Convention Center, which is really nearby the Emily Arena for the WrestleMania access. Right. Sarge, I wanted to ask you this. WWE Hall of Fame, you're a Hall of Famer. Is there anyone that you have in mind, or a few people, wrestlers even, that you would like to see make it into the WWE Hall of Fame?
Well, most of the ones that I know are wrestled are in the Hall of Fame. I'd have to go down the list, but I'm not sure if Ray Stevens is in it. I'm not sure if Ivan Koloff is in it. No. If they're not, they should be. And I just would like to, you know, Lord Alfred Hayes, one of my favorite people in the world. Hope that maybe he'll go in. I'm sure a lot of them are in the Hall of Fame, but not directly introduced into the Hall of Fame. They have a side type of Hall of Fame that they put people into.
Almost like a legacy Hall of Fame, right? But still part of the Hall of Fame. So it's not during the actual ceremony per se, where they speak or posthumously speak, but.
Right. And many of them are deceased, so it's a great honor for their families to have them get into the WWE Hall of Fame. It doesn't get much bigger and better than the WWE Hall of Fame, and that's Thursday this year. Usually it's on a Friday or a Saturday, but this year it's on a Thursday, so don't miss out. Get your access tickets, get your Hall of Fame tickets. They're all on sale, especially this Friday, Ticketmasters. It's a 1-2-3. Thank you, ma'am. Be there. That's an order.
Sarge, thank you so much. I know with the Hall of Fame, the NWO are going in, so Hogan, Nash, and Hall, that's very cool. When we talk about that, the NWO and the Attitude Era, you were also a big part of it because you were working with DX in some segments and things during that whole time, too.
Yeah.
We'll wrap it up with that. What were your thoughts of the NWO and what they brought to the table and DX and what they brought to the table?
Oh, yeah. It was, you know, we were at war. WCW and WWE were at war. And I got many calls to come down to the NWO and WCW, but I declined. I said, I'm in the trenches with Vince. We dug that foxhole, and I discovered The Undertaker, and we brought him in. And we just fought tooth and nail. You know, we got on that battlefield, and we took no prisoners. And we won the battle, and this is what the WWE is. Even though NWO, Hulk Hogan, Kevin Nash, Scott Hall, X-Pac, they were against us. Here they are coming into our Hall of Fame. That's the kind of gratitude and kindness. I don't want to say, but, you know, Drop the enemy type thing and just we're all in the same business. And it actually made the WWE and Vince McMahon much work a lot harder. And the genius did it.
Well, Sarge, again, thank you so much. It was really great that you're here doing this for WWE, doing it for the fans, WWE Universe, doing this in South Florida. Spreading the good cheer, the goodwill by the Sarge. Sarge, Caddyshack, what did you think? Great movie?
Were you
a fan?
Great movie.
Best golf movie ever,
hope,
Sarge?
Hope Bill Murray comes down to our show, our event, and he's just a great supporter of athletic events. Can't get it out of my mouth. But he was a big fan. I saw him at a couple of golf tournaments. And he's just a big fan of golf, baseball, wrestling, all sports. And it'd be great to have him come by.
Take us out, Sarge.
All
Take
right.
us out with one of Sergeant Slaughter's promos right here for WrestleMania.
Attention, maggots. I want you all to get your tickets this Friday for access. They go on sale. And be at WrestleMania 36. Enjoy yourselves. Be there. And that's an order.